I guess we'll start with the easiest, most straightforward question you'll face. Who's your quarterback?
Like I told our local guys, you know, right now it's day-to-day, but, you know, we started with Matt Moore last week, and A.J. Feely was his backup. You know, Jake's availability, you know, he did not practice today. So we'll just talk to the medical people, see where that stands tomorrow, and keep working through the week.
We haven't seen much of Matt, of course. Can you tell us about him and kind of how he may be similar or different from Jake?
Well, I think, you know, there's, you know, all players are a little bit different, and no question those two guys have differences. But, you know, Matt's played some for us. He finished out of season a couple years ago, finished 2-1 as a starter, and then he was able to get to 3-1 last week and, you know, played pretty well. I think all in all, well enough for us to win.
Yeah, you know, John, I know that rookie year of his, he obviously wasn't in training camp with you, and you guys picked him up from the Cowboys at the end, and then he finished the year out for you. Did you feel like you learned something about the kid then, and maybe that's when he kind of, I don't know if he's anointed as your quarterback of the future, maybe took a major step forward and showed you guys something?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we were pretty battered as a football team at that point, and you know, so I don't know that he had the best supporting cast either, but... You know, I thought he'd be, you know, we played a good Seattle team that went to the playoffs that year late in the season, and he's played a Dallas team the week before that and finished off in Tampa, you know, a couple of years ago, and he's been with us since. So he's a sharp guy. He works at it. You know, he's very competitive. You know, so he's been with us for some time, had some preseason games and, you know, some mop-up time in some games. So, you know, all in all, I saw improvement a week ago, and hopefully, and he will need to improve this week.
Does schematically, or you got? Well, I assume schematically you're the same, but game plan wise, is the same with him as opposed to Jake?
Not exactly the same. I mean, we don't pare it back or, you know, make it simpler for him or anything. But there's just some things that he does better than Jake, and you know, there's things that Jake did better than him. So, you know, you really talk to your quarterbacks on things that what their comfort levels are, and those are different. And I don't think I'd be mentioning them to you guys.
John, there was a thing up here that kind of happened where a few players were late to a meeting this morning, and you know, they were disciplined. And you know, I just want to ask you kind of in generalities, some of the things that coaches have to go through, you know, from when it comes to player discipline, and maybe some of the risks that a coach does have to take when disciplining a player, just as far as kind of keeping the locker room under his control and everything else.
Well, I think, you know, there's no question you have to discipline guys. You know, I'm not likening players to children, but, you know, there's, you know, young people, you know, and especially a team or, you know, any kind of unit, you know, you have to, everybody has roles and has jobs, and you need to be held accountable, and you need to be dependable people. So, you know, as a head coach, you know, that's what you have to do. Sometimes it's not easy.
Yeah, I know you disciplined one of your – I mean, Steve's obviously been one of your team leaders there, and you had to discipline him a couple of years ago. Was that difficult to do?
Well, yeah, when you're, you know, when you're talking about we're in a performance-based business, and you have one of your better players that you're choosing to eliminate for a couple games or a game or whatever the discipline is, you know, our league disciplines. You know, if a guy does something wrong, you get fined or suspended. And, you know, so, you know, I think in any walk of life, I mean, you know, that's where we have policemen and the law. You know, I think, you know, there's rules and regulations to go by, and when you break them, there's a price to pay.
If done right, can it serve as a message? Can it serve to send a message to your team?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think I can speak for Bill. I don't think he wanted anything like that to happen, or just like I didn't want something like that to happen. I don't think you sit around and scheme and, you know, try to premeditate it. You know, I think it's just something you have to do that to keep order. I mean, basically you're the gatekeeper.
John, you guys have been in a situation given the quality of your backfield and also maybe some inconsistency at quarterback. You've been in a situation where I assume teams gear up to stop the run. You guys have been mostly able to run anyway. How have you been able to do that? And talk about some of the guys you have in your backfield.
Well, number one, I think our staff is a lot of late nights trying to come up with things. But, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to players. You know, I think, no mystery, we've got two pretty good backs. And, actually the third guy has kind of popped out because D'Angelo didn't play last week. So, Jonathan and Tyrell Sutton carried the load. So, and it starts up front. It starts with your blocking element. Doesn't matter whether it's a tight end, fullback, or your O-line. Even your receivers are involved. So it's a commitment to it. I think we've got a pretty good understanding of it, and it's something we've had to lean on, not necessarily by choice. I've got this 5 yard in the cloud of dust reputation. I'd like to be able to throw the ball a little better. We just haven't been able to do it as well as we'd like, and something we're working on daily.
John, you've got a guy from up around these parts, Mackenzie Bernadeau. What did you see from him coming from a Division II school? And I guess, are you surprised at his development? I mean, has it been accelerated more than you thought it would be? Or just talk about his development, if you could.
I think he's kind of on par. I think he was, obviously small school. He had all the physical tools, and, he just needs some development. And, he sat around, he did some special teams things, and, I think sat in those meetings and learned from some veteran guys. And, when the Jordan Gross injury occurred versus Atlanta, we had to make some adjustments. And then he got plugged in at the guard position. And, I saw him, we all had a pretty rough outing offensively, versus the Jets. And, I thought he rebounded and played pretty well last week against Tampa Bay.
Expectations changed it all around there with with some of the injuries that you had to go through. I know, obviously, at defensive tackle, you got hit pretty hard. And then, with Jordan's injury, like you said, and now Jake, does that change expectations at all around there?
No, I mean, not for me. I've been doing this for going on my 20th season. So, some have been better rides than others, and a lot of them revolve around health. So, we've had some guys step up. We've had some young guys step in and, play pretty well the last couple of weeks. And, then our regulars, have to turn up their game a little bit. So I think it hits every team at times. It seems like with us it's every other year. You just keep swinging your sword.
Do you feel like you're a spoiler at this point? Or are you more than that?
I don't care what the records are. As coaches, you look at the tape. Records don't mean squat. We've beaten some good teams. We've lost some not-so-good teams. And, it's typical in this league. It's whoever's the most ready to play on that day, and that's what we're going to do our best to do.
John, how would you assess your defense and its performance to this point?
Bad. Not bad. About 5-7. I mean, that's the reality. That's what we are.
Okay. Thanks for the time.
All right, not a problem. Take care now.
Thanks, Sean.